East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Magistrates are warning that they'll continue to picket across the country until their issues are addressed. Yesterday, members of the Judicial Officers Association of South Africa held a lunchtime picket outside the Durban Magistrate Court. It was over long-standing disputes regarding pay, benefits and recognition within the judiciary. Magistrate Stelo Zuma says they've been calling for better working conditions for several years but have been ignored. He says magistrates do most of the court's work but are treated unfairly.
Unfortunately, we have no control over the workload that we have on our court road. There are even instances where we have to work on holidays. We have holiday courts. We do courts even on Saturdays or even on Sundays, depending on the determinations which have been made by the chief magistrate. So there's a lot of sacrifice which goes unnoticed from the part of the magistracy.
Zuma adds that nothing prohibits them from protesting.
Magistrates, like any other citizen in South Africa, are beneficiaries to Section 17 of the Constitution. Where most people make a mistake is to look at magistrates in relation to labor laws. We do not fall under labor laws. However, we are covered by the Constitution.
The presidency says it's closely monitoring the Matlanga Commission and Parliament's ad hoc committee investigating corruption allegations made by KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi. Both bodies are probing claims of political interference in the criminal justice system. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya says no evidence so far has personally implicated President Cyril Ramaphosa. He says at no point did the president or his office attempt to interfere with police operations. Magwenya added that the presidency will in due course submit a formal response to both bodies.
I cannot preempt whether the ad hoc committee will call the president as such. So far, the evidence that has been given has not been against the president. There's been a reference to the presidency, and that does not necessarily translate to the president alone.
Yesterday, suspended Deputy National Commissioner of Crime Detection Shadrach Smear was in the ad hoc committee's hot seat. He told MPs that WhatsApp messages linking him to Police Minister Senzo Mchunu and the disbandment of the Political Killings Task Team are false. Mkhwanazi has claimed that over 100 dockets that the unit was investigating were removed from the team and locked in Smear's office. Meanwhile, the Matlanga Commission is set to rule on objections by News24 and the Daily Maverick against holding parts of the proceedings on camera. Evidence leaders have requested closed hearings for the rest of the week to protect witness safety and sensitive police methods. And further afield, rebel fighters linked to the Islamic State group have killed at least 19 people in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials say the Allied Democratic Forces raided the village of Mukondo on Sunday, burning houses and shops in their wake. Authorities say several people were also kidnapped by the attackers and that there was a massive displacement of the local population. Durban's a high of 30 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 36. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.
And coming up in your sports, it's do or die for Bafana Bafana tonight against Rwanda in the World Cup qualifier. The Proteas 218-6 on day 3 against Pakistan, and Cape Verde become the second smallest nation to qualify for the FIFA World Cup.